Thank you very much, Mr. President. Ladies and gentlemen, dear young persons, I appreciate very much the opportunity to address you today on behalf of Commissioner Spidler, who sends his greetings, and I wish to thank the organizers for their invitation. I must say that I'm very pleasantly surprised to see so many young people among the audience. Thank you for coming. History teaches us that progress has always come through innovations, technological, moral, or social, though people tend to lay the emphasis on technological. Our topic today is social innovation and its contribution to greater well-being. It may seem provocative to talk of a better world as we go through the worst financial and economic crisis the European Union has seen, a crisis that started as a financial problem, became an economic downturn, and is now an employment crisis. Some might say we should simply batten down the hatches and weather the storm, applying time-honored recipes to protect our national economies. Yet, crises can also be fertile periods for innovative progress. Former American President John Kennedy once said this about crises: the Chinese use two brush strokes to write the word crisis. One brush stroke stands for danger, the other for opportunity. In a crisis, be aware of the danger, but recognize the opportunity. So while today's financial, economic, and social crisis holds clear dangers, it may also hold great opportunities. For instance, by giving fresh relevance to social innovations that take us closer to achieving our social goals and giving substance to our social values. For example, I'm thinking of equal opportunities for all, for men and women, for the disabled, for those excluded socially by a less advantageous educational or social background. I'm thinking of how we can reconcile work and family life more harmoniously to liberate individual and social energies. I am thinking of how better training and new working arrangements can allow more people to take up work opportunities. And I'm thinking of more effective action against discrimination that allows migrants and their children to integrate better, that enables them to realize their potential more fully and so contribute more to this prosperity for all. I'm thinking of better ways of opening up labor market opportunities for you, for the young people. Everything that strengthens social cohesion is worth considering, particularly in a crisis, because a crisis such as the one we're now all experiencing highlights and in some cases exacerbates the problems we were facing even before the crisis began. Those people who were disadvantaged in our societies before the crisis struck are likely to feel its effects more severely. The challenge for us all is to find new ways of protecting those who are likely to suffer most, new ways of preventing discrimination and offering greater chances for all, new ways of harnessing everyone's capacities and realizing their potential so we can take advantage of the contributions all can make to our greater good and well-being. The main long challenges which Europe is facing, aging of the population, climate change, a heightened risk of poverty, rising migration, all call for fresh solutions that cut across sectors and institutional boundaries and challenge the hideabout approaches of the past. An innovative approach to social action may call for new legislation, or it may throw up an alternative, such as an agreement between the social partners. And of course, it would be quite wrong to assume that all social innovation needs to originate with governments or public institutions. Much important social innovation originates with voluntary organizations and with individual members of society and with you, the young people sitting in this room today. But the public sector has a duty to act as an enabler and a catalyst, to mobilize resources and to remove barriers to necessary and desirable change. So, what experience can we in the Commission, and particularly in DG Employment, Social Affairs, and Equal Opportunities, share with you about promoting support for social innovation? While it may take on new relevance in this crisis, social innovation is not a new concept for us. Set up under the Treaty of Rome back in 1958, the European Social Fund has, since the beginning, been a powerful instrument for supporting adaptation to economic change and the dissemination of innovative practice against the background of changing production and employment systems on the internal market. In more recent years, the European Union has acquired new experience in providing support for innovation, in particular thanks to mutual learning and peer reviews within the context of the Lisbon Strategy and the open method of coordination. Let us have a closer look first at the ESF, the European Social Fund. Among the areas where the European Social Fund has supported social innovation, the Equal Initiative has played a very special role. With its 3 billion investment from the Social Fund and more than 20,000 committed stakeholders as partners, it has been the largest program ever for supporting social innovation in the fields of social inclusion and employment during the period 2000-2006. So, what have been Equal's main achievements? First, I believe that Equal made it possible for a genuine culture of social innovation to emerge on a European scale. Second, it stimulated new forms of partnership and collaboration between public institutions and key players. And third, Equal put the principle of empowerment into practice and demonstrated that working in partnership is a way of engaging disadvantaged groups and their organizations and giving them a voice in the political arena. Today, Equal has left us a rich acquis in terms of infrastructure for innovation, including a database of experimental initiatives and evaluation and benchmarking tools for their transfer. Among these experimental initiatives, let me just highlight a project from our host country, Italy, called PALMS. This project developed and tested a street unit consisting of a lawyer, a psychologist, a peer educator, a social assistant, a reception center operator, for making contact with foreign minors at risk of exploitation and of involvement in illegal activities. The project not only led to the adoption of such street unit services by the municipalities of Rome, Ancona, Bologna, and Turin, but also contributed to a legislative change in the Italian immigration code. So you can see how important projects are, and I'm here that all of you here today have a lot of projects to present. The experience with Equal demonstrates the added value that innovation brings to the design and delivery of inclusive labor market policies. In the new generation of social fund programs, the emphasis is on capitalizing on the results of Equal by incorporating the general principles which it made it a success into all the programs. Innovation is therefore a key feature of the European Social Fund in the current programming period, and the member states have expressed their commitment to promote innovation through their operational programs. Of course, it is too early to judge if that commitment is followed up in project implementation, but the Commission is encouraging all the member states and the regions to exploit the opportunity of investing ESF money in social innovation. Alongside the actions led by the member states under the new social fund regulation, in 2007, the Commission launched the Learning for Change initiative, which addresses specific bottlenecks and risks associated with the promotion of innovation in the member states and regions. Learning for Change aims to promote a learning culture and develop infrastructure for social innovation and mutual learning. It focuses on raising awareness of the opportunities and risks of social innovations, promotes new thinking in delivering employment and social inclusion policies, and recognizes social innovators. It also assists the member states and regions in producing evidence of good practice based on experimental and innovative action and in social innovation capacity building for stakeholders and local government. It aims to share good practice at EU level through peer-to-peer learning and contributes to making innovative and transnational actions work. And this brings me to the open method of coordination. Over the last decade, an important development has been national decision makers' openness to learning from each other. The open method of coordination in the field of social protection and social inclusion has provided a framework for this process at the heart of which lies social innovation. The Commission communication on reinforcing the open method of coordination for social protection and social inclusion has stressed that the Program for Employment and Social Solidarity can help in the development of social experimentation as a way to test innovative ideas before engaging in large-scale social programs, for example, in the field of minimum income, child benefits, or long-term care. And it does this by supporting the study, the dissemination, and the evaluation of social experimentation projects. The diversity of situations across Europe offers favorable ground for the development of social experimentation. And this is why the Progress Program has committed in 2009 €3.5 million to finance projects to promote social experimentation in social policies, including active inclusion of people furthest from the labor market, the fight against child poverty, and more sustainable and accessible health and long-term care services. Ladies and gentlemen, so far, these programs and initiatives show that there is no shortage of creative solutions or support for their development. There is an urgent need to invest in social innovation measures which will help society cope better with emerging social needs and challenges. The structural funds have the potential to boost social innovation. They can be used to invest in new skills and quality jobs to cope with the present realities. The Commission can build on previous successful models for supporting social innovation to ensure added value and impact and enable the member states to experiment more widely. Sound procedures for monitoring, assessing, and validating innovating results are important. The evidence of the effectiveness of certain measures needs to be rigorously evaluated. In isolation, social innovation does not necessarily have an impact on the economy and society. So there needs to be a sound mainstreaming plan with realistic objectives and enabling activities right from the development stage. Working in partnership is crucial for developing innovation. And this has been stressed by the previous speakers as well. So let me conclude by saying that the European Union plays an important role in fostering a cooperative approach to managing socioeconomic change and working in partnership with the member states and stakeholders. The Commission cannot decide in isolation how it is to contribute. Rather, in line with the treaty, it must do this in partnership with the players concerned. The Commission is open to dialogue with the key social innovation players, the public authorities, the social partners, civil society representatives, and the other European institutions. If social innovation is to achieve its full impact, new solutions and approaches alone are not enough. Effective implementation is very crucial. Innovation is not an aim in itself. It is a way of finding new solutions to social problems. The idea behind social innovation is not to replace general policy with one-off measures and experimental initiatives. The idea is, where possible, to recommend greater use of innovative action in the design of general public policy. Social innovation must be used to modernize and strengthen, not replace, the European social model. Mr. President, ladies and gentlemen, we in the Commission Directorate General for Employment, Social Affairs and Equal Opportunities believe that social innovation is about designing new policy approaches that can help achieve Europe's agreed social goals. We must never forget that the economy is for people, and it is people who are suffering as a result of the crisis. This conference comes at the very right time. It's a chance to arrive at an understanding of what social innovation can do and to identify the areas it should focus on and the ways in which the EU can support it more successfully, in particular through the use of the ESF. My best wishes for an excellent conference. Thank you for your attention.